Hello, and welcome to My Streaming Bubble, the podcast where I talk about the shows that I love with the people I tolerate. I'm your host, Jen, and since the last episode wasn't too bad, it has filled me with the unearned confidence of a mediocre white man, and so I'm back for another watch and react to HBO's The Last of Us. This time, bravely taking on episode 7, titled Left Behind, and there goes my confidence. So I hope you guys have been enjoying these little mini bubbles, these episode by episodes watch and react. As you may recall, this is because March and April are our very busy birthday season. It's our March birthday madness or cake season, because it's a lot of birthday cake. So not a lot of time to be able to schedule recordings with tolerables, but I still wanted to be able to provide all my lovely bubblies with amazing new content every Sunday. Sorry, that was weird. But if you've been enjoying these, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And if you have a suggestion, because you just like want more, let me know of any show or movie you'd like me to do like a watch and react to kind of mini bubble. And because I'm really, really enjoying this. So, all right, enough of that. So to just kind of quickly recap, last episode, in episode 6, Kin, we catch up with Joel and Tommy in them being reunited, and we kind of see where Tommy's living now, this thriving little community called Jackson. I think it was Jackson. And Tommy just living his best apocalypse life. He's got a partner, Maria. They're expecting a child. He's going to be a daddy. And so he's very excited about all of that. And it was very nice to see Tommy and Maria make it to the end of the episode. So that made me happy. A couple other things that I really enjoyed about the last episode again were Joel and Ellie both kind of having these moments of vulnerability and letting their guard down long enough to just kind of let that fear in for a moment. And really the fear being that of the fear of losing each other. So Joel expresses this to his brother, the only other person he trusts. And Ellie expresses this to Joel because she's like, no, don't leave me. I'm tired of getting left behind. Oh, the name of this episode. Haha. But you love to see their connection grow and become stronger and see them care more and more about each other and wanting to just protect each other. But at the end of a pretty happy episode, comparatively speaking, we are left with a terrible moment of Joel getting shanked up with a railroad nail, which just, I don't know, screams tetanus. So he's laying there bleeding out while Ellie begs him not to die and all of that. But does he? We don't know. So let's find out. All right. So we'll go ahead and hit play on this episode. And okay, so the little synopsis up there on HBO says, as Joel fights to survive, he survives, sort of fighting for, Ellie looks back on the night that changed everything. So I guess we'll get Ellie's perspective as to what happened when, or Ellie's story as to what happened when she got bit, able to survive, and probably see some of the people that she lost. All right. And here we go. And Joel giving Ellie the choice and kind of, instead of just telling her what to do, becoming more of that team, cohesive team, sort of. The horse, the snowy horse in the room. Oh, Joel screams. All right, so they got someplace. Oh, does she really leave him there? Oh. All right, here we go with the flashback. Bullies still existing in the apocalypse. Just, God, we suck. So she seems to be in like a Fedra military school, going through like a school slash boot camp kind of thing, choosing between being a grunt or an officer. She chooses officer because, I mean, really, who the hell wants to choose grunt? I like her collection of stuff, her Walkman, her posters, her tapes, her cassette tapes. Oh, I don't like it. Some random dead guy shows up in their hallway. Don't go up and poke the dead guy. Oh, way too close. Oh, icky things around its face. All right, so you can choose to be a grunt, officer, or firefly. Ah, the inside of a mall never looked so beautiful. Electric stairs? Aww. Ellie experiencing an escalator. All these kind of little things that we take for granted that she's never experienced because she's just an apocalypse baby. And just enjoying it and seeing the fun. It's so cute. Something terrible's gonna happen. I just know it. And you know, and the soundtrack to this, just the series altogether. You know, Aha playing right now, Pearl Jam earlier, you know, Hank Sr. and another Linda Ronstadt. It's so eclectic and wide range and a good use of the music to go with the story. Okay, I'll stop talking. The stuff from Victoria's Secret's not being an essential item in any way to loot and steal in an apocalypse. Sneakers, yes. Soap, no. That's pretty funny. Oh, Ellie's fixing her hair. Okay. Open your eyes. A carousel. I still feel like turning the carousel on with the music and everything and all the lights is still maybe not a really good idea. Even though this mall does appear to not be filled with infected or have any infected. It's a very nice moment. How is it going to be ruined? Aww. Oh, the way Ellie was looking at her. This is not good. She was waiting to do the photo booth with Ellie. Aww. All the silly poses in the photo booth. Every tween's right. I love that Riley spent an hour busting open the coin machine so she can make a very dramatic entrance with it. Aw, shit, Mortal Kombat. Aw, these apocalypse babies trying to figure out arcade games. Button mash. Uh-oh. I don't like the dolls. That's all because of the audiobook I'm listening to right now. Some gross dead dude thing just woke up. Oh, volume 2 of the pun book. They don't know what screenshots are, so they didn't get it. That's hilarious. Oh, here we go. What do you call an alligator in a vest? pretty weird with the masks. Especially the clown mask, because I don't dig on clowns. I approve of the music choice. Don't like that they're standing on glass cases and dancing all around on that. That was making me nervous. Oh, there's some shit. Oh, she got knocked out. Riley's down. Oh, shit. Oh. Ellie's bite when she gets bit. Oh, Riley too. Well, we know Ellie makes it. Back to Joel dying on the floor. Ellie springing into action, trying to find something to save Joel. Because she couldn't save Riley. Oh god, Ellie's going to try and stitch him up. Oh, I think he's happy she didn't leave. Oh, gross. Oh, gross. Oh, the stitching up. That's fucking gnarly. Oh. Well, that was another episode. All right, so that was episode 7, Left Behind, and pretty solid episode. We get the backstory of Ellie and her bite, and that she had someone that she loved and cared for, and oh, they got to have that beautiful moment in the mall, the dancing, and then the smooching. Just so lovely. With this episode, we start with kind of picking up a bit where we left off in the last episode. We see that Ellie and Joel have found a place to take shelter and a place where Joel can bleed out peacefully. And since he wants to just die in peace, he shoos Ellie away. Ellie starts to leave. She doesn't get any farther than like the upstairs of the house, the main level. And then we get the flashbacks. So she's part of some sort of, living, growing up in a quarantine zone in a QZ, going to some sort of Fedra military school. Her best friend and roommate, Riley, had disappeared a few nights prior, but then she shows back up and she's like, I've joined the Fireflies. And I kind of like that little back and forth between the two of them, kind of calling out the propaganda of each side. Because, I mean, they're not wrong. Either of them in that moment. So, and then we find out later in the episode that Riley is getting sent to Atlanta. And so this was her last night in Boston, and she just wanted to spend it with Ellie and have this beautiful moment. And just that one last night. Everything's going beautifully. And then an infected, which is still around in the mall, that Riley somehow missed, because it didn't seem like he was like tucked away in a corner, but comes out, attacks the girls, and they're bit. So now, as we're kind of going back and forth between these two storylines for this episode, it's all about, I think it's all about like Ellie making that choice not to leave someone behind or doing more to help someone. So, because we know how things play out for Ellie. She's immune. She's fine. I'm not sure if we'll see any more of these flashbacks in the next episodes. I wouldn't hate it if we got a little bit more, but I think I'd also be all right if we didn't. And maybe save a little something for the next season. But we don't really know at this point what happens to Riley. I mean, we know she is bit and she is likely infected and may or may not turn, or maybe Ellie did leave her somewhere. Maybe they did try and go off. Either way, during these kind of flashbacks, these memories, Ellie decides that she's not going to leave Joel and she ransacks this ransacked house, finds needle and thread, and goes down to start stitching him up. And oh my God, that was super fucking gross. So, like I said, if we see a little bit more that of Ellie's past, that would be kind of nice, but I'm not necessarily going to hate it if we don't. One thing that I found really kind of interesting and that I really liked was this parallel between to Frank and Bill. Riley says option one is to take the easy way out, to unalive themselves, much like how Frank and Bill decided to go out. But Riley decides that, you know, option one is not for them. And she wants to go with option two and have as much time with Ellie as she can have, whether it's 10 seconds, 10 minutes, 10 hours, 10 weeks, whatever. She wants every last moment. And you can't really blame her because she has found love and they've opened up and expressed their love. You know, they have their nice, they're dancing and then they have their little smooch and they're both into it. Because I think Ellie was a little nervous that maybe she had overstepped her bounds with Riley, but Riley was like, no, I like. So they haven't gotten their time. Whereas Frank and Bill, they had their time. They had their lifetime, their life together and made those memories and had that relationship and got to really grow old with each other. So I liked that Riley opted for the second choice, but I just thought that that was kind of interesting, the two parallels between these four characters and the choice you're confronted with in these moments of death. So this was a pretty good episode. I really liked these kind of sweet, tender moments with Ellie still being kind of a sassy little smart mouth shit talker badass, giving that one girl like 15 stitches. God damn, what'd you do to her? But also, again, being more open and vulnerable. And it's, you know, and it's always just nice to see love flourish in the apocalypse. All right, well, I think that's gonna about do it for me today. Where are we? Yeah, so this was episode 7, so we've got two more. We got the penultimate and then the finale. So one or both are going to be mind-blowing, and I'll probably make a lot of screaming, sad, scared noises, I'm sure. So we shall see. But until then, just let me know what you think of today's episode, or if you have a suggestion for any future episodes that I could do a watch and react to, because these are a lot of fun. I'm enjoying these a lot, and I hope you guys are as well. But yeah, you can go ahead and send those suggestions to mystreamingbubble@gmail.com. Don't forget to give a follow on all the socials. You can find me on Twitter as Streaming Bubble, no my in that. You can pop on over to Facebook and or Instagram and find me as My Streaming Bubble. And don't forget to rate, follow, share, review wherever you get your podcast fix. As always, my lovely bubblies, thank you all for listening and keep streaming. Bye.